Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week we've been talking about what we can do each day. What can we do spiritually each day for God and for ourselves and in so doing for other people? We start off the week by talking about how we should let God speak each day from His Word. If we're not doing that, we're not letting God speak. And furthermore, if we allow God to speak to us, we should also speak to God, not because we deserve to, but because He's gracious enough to allow us to pray to Him, to confide in Him. And so we should certainly speak to God each day as well. And then yesterday we talked about how we should also say something for God each day. As we have His Word and we have the ability to speak to Him, we should also speak to others about Him. We should speak about God amongst one another, in our daily life, certainly with fellow Christians, and just understand that we are to be a light unto the world and not just the people we feel like being a good example to. Along the same lines, we should also do something for God each day, more than just our words. Certainly, words and actions can merge together, as saying something does take some level of action. But when we're given the opportunity to do something for God and for others, we should take it. As Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 6 and verses 9 and 10, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." And certainly the priority is to make sure that we are doing what we can for fellow brothers and sisters. But not only that, do good for our neighbors. As Jesus tells us, the greatest command is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and the second is like it, to love our neighbors as ourself. And if we truly love God with all that we have, then we will do what we can for all people. Everyone fits under the scope of neighbor. But when should we do it? Well, we said when there's opportunity. Well, really, each day is an opportunity. As we read in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12, "Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God, but exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end." We need to take action every day because Satan takes no vacation days. He is never going to take a day off. He is always going to try to find that foot in the door to wedge himself into our heart and strive to influence us to sin. And so we need to make sure that we reach out to others, reach out to a lost soul or a struggling brother or sister in Christ. As we read in James chapter 5 and verses 19 and 20, "My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." That is action and words mixed together there as well. But we don't just focus on those who are without Christ or who have fallen away from Christ. We also need to encourage others who are doing good and encourage them to do more. As we see the early church getting off the ground in Acts chapter 2 and verses 46 and 47, we read, "And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved." What we need to make sure that we're doing each day is moving forward. As we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." We need to stay firm in our faith, but always strive to do more in our work for God and in serving others to bring glory to God. As Paul tells us, "Knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." We will never find ourselves wasting our time if we do something for God each day. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/churchofchristbeaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.